From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Home heating costs are expected to be dramatically higher this year. It's not clear when or whether Congress will provide additional federal funding for heating assistance. And an unusual deal in Massachusetts shows just how nervous states are getting. NPR's Ann Hawk reports.
Democratic Congressman William Delahunt struck an eyebrow-raising deal with President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Today, at a news conference in Quincy, Massachusetts, Delahunt announced that a Venezuelan oil company will ship 12 million gallons of oil at a discount to the Bay State to help low-income residents get through the winter.
I spent a long evening with President Chavez. I explained to him that I have grave concerns about the costs of home heating oil that the Northeast was going to have to deal with. And when the president of Venezuela made that offer, I said, bring it on.
Venezuela will also deliver 8 million gallons of discounted heating fuel to nonprofit groups in the Bronx. Chavez is an outspoken critic of the Bush administration, so these shipments carry all sorts of political weight. But they also represent creative thinking at a time when states are pulling out all the stops to find ways to fund heating assistance for the elderly and poor. The U.S. Department of Energy is estimating it'll cost all consumers, on average, 28% more to heat homes this year than last year. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney signed a heating bill to provide $20 million of state money to defray energy costs for the state's neediest households. It's not just that energy prices are higher this year. Part of the urgency is that more people are seeking help.
We'll need a letter from your oil company.
At Action for Boston Community Development, or ABCD, which serves 18,000 households, applications are up 15% already, despite an unseasonably warm fall. John Drew of ABCD says with heating bills running more than $1,000 per household, a harsh winter could be disastrous for New England.
We have people making $19,000 gross, family of four, trying to pay their heat, rent, eat, buy clothes for their children, and then have a doubling of their heating bill. They can't do it. So we need to be able to intervene because the downside is homelessness, death, illness.
Traditionally, heating assistance is funded both by states and the federal government. Mark Wolf heads the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. He says states are anxious.
They're really expecting the federal government to make up the difference, and that's what's happened historically. And this year is really the first year that we're not seeing that. And that's really causing alarm across the country.
A group of senators from the Northeast has backed several amendments in Congress to increase appropriations for heating assistance. But those proposals have failed, and it's unclear what action, if any, Congress will take on the issue, which is why states like Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania are dipping into their general funds. Ohio and Minnesota plan to use state welfare funds to cover heating costs, and other states are implementing discounts or tightening moratoriums on heating shutoffs by utility companies. Maine recently created a charitable fund to raise $5 million in private money. Maine will also be sending out volunteer teams to help needy residents winterize their homes. Beth Noguski is the state's director of energy independence and security. She says helping people winterize will lower bills, but that's not enough.
At today's prices, with the amount of money that we project from the federal government, and with the number of households that we estimate will apply, we cannot even provide enough dollars to fill someone's oil tank one time.
Noguski says to get through frigid Maine winters, most people who rely on oil for heat have to fill their oil tanks three or four times. Ann Hawk, NPR News.